We've been hearing a lot about migrant children crowded at the southern border. But how does what's happening 2,000 miles away impact people living here in the Pacific Northwest? KNKX's Liliana Fowler explains.
You've seen the pictures of kids huddled together, sleeping on concrete floors. Mothers and fathers clutching babies, staring out behind a fence. They're all over social media, the images of what conditions are like at the U.S.-Mexico border. Every day, about 400 unaccompanied children are apprehended at the border. About 20,000 of them are currently under federal care. Eventually, these kids make their way to different parts of the U.S., including the Pacific Northwest. Those without parents stay at several youth detention centers scattered around the region. Unaccompanied minors who have lived that experience have been protesting in Seattle for months.
My name is Argentina. They are filling us with trauma and fear, and they don't support us. They're making money off of our suffering, off our trauma.
Argentina is talking about youth detention centers run by organizations such as Youth Care, which runs a program in Seattle for unaccompanied minors called Casa de los Amigos. Youth Care partners with the Office of Refugee Resettlement, part of the U.S. Health and Human Services Department, to run the program. Argentina says kids are made to stay at these youth detention centers for far too long. Jose is another young person aiming to shut down detention centers. He says he witnessed fights break out at the facility he was at, the Selma R. Carson home in Fife. The 20-bed center serves unaccompanied youth exclusively, ages 13 to 17.
Ahora estamos acá para trabajar y cerrar esos centros de detenciones.
We are here to work and close these detention centers. Working hard, we can do it together. It doesn't matter the race. It doesn't matter who you are. We're going to work together so that we all have a bright future.
And it isn't just juveniles protesting conditions. Latino immigrants like Blas Felix back the youth.
Even though they are minors, they punish them like they're adults. It's obvious. It's a jail. That right there, for me, is a juvenile jail.
Youth detention centers for unaccompanied minors have long had a mixed reputation. But many advocates say they're better than the alternative, the hileras. Those are the shelters near the border run by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Those places where we see the images of people sleeping on concrete floors. But life at other detention centers is also challenging. There are reports of sexual abuse and violence. While the youth focus on shutting down the facilities themselves, other advocates are looking at the long-term picture. Even when children are released from one of the facilities and reunited with family,
they are still facing a deportation hearing. So the fact that they were placed with a family member does not mean that they are allowed to stay in the United States.
That's Jorge Barón, executive director of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. He says part of the difficulty for these youth is that some are forced to navigate the immigration court system largely on their own, often with limited or no English skills. Overall, there are more than 4,000 children who have deportation cases pending at the immigration court in Seattle who don't have access to an attorney. And these cases often take years to resolve. Barón says while they wait for the cases to be heard, some children may age out of certain protections, such as special immigrant juvenile status. That offers a path for a green card for unaccompanied children who have been abandoned, neglected, or abused.
I think there's this whole narrative about the fact that people are violating the law when they're actually trying to seek the protections that we have provided.
Earlier this month, a group of U.S. senators sent a letter to Washington State's Senator Patty Murray. She helps determine funding for the Office of Refugee Resettlement. The senators asked her to approve no less than $300 million for legal services for unaccompanied children. Children with representation are much more likely to be allowed to remain in the U.S. Meanwhile, the immigrant youth here say they won't stay silent. Liliana Fowler, KNKX News.